JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, residents in Kitsintown welcome Future Hope, and later our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Parents, how do you think your children feel when they are beaten?
I feel so sad when my mother beats me.
It makes me feel so angry.
I feel embarrassed, and I feel like you just don't care.
It has been proven that coercive parenting is directly linked to the aggression your children are displaying in schools. The National Parenting Support Commission is imploring you, parents, rethink your actions. Stop beating your children.
A message from the National Parenting Support Commission in collaboration with Ministry of Education, Youth and Information for Improved Safety and Security in Schools.
Some 104 residents of Kitsintown and surrounding communities in West Central St. Catherine are being given a second chance to make a positive contribution to society following the introduction of a training program for unattached youth. The initiative is being spearheaded through Future Hope, an organization that provides opportunities for at-risk youth and other vulnerable groups to level up through skills and education. Trishania Jackson-Taylor is one of the 104 residents benefiting under Future Hope. She enrolled in the early childhood component of the program.
I was on my way carrying my son to school and I saw a lot of persons in red and black. So I was curious and I went over and asked the teacher what was going on, and she told me about the program and she told me that she had space for only one more, and I said to her, okay then, and I just went, got my documents and applied.
The aspiring teacher says having seized the opportunity to enroll, she looks forward to graduating and securing a job, breaking a long and difficult period of staying at home.
It is feeling, oh my God, overwhelming, knowing that my dreams are finally coming to pass.
Future Hope is the brainchild of Health Minister and Member of Parliament for the area, Dr. Christopher Tufton.
The job creation program that this government is pursuing in earnest is challenged by several things. And one of the biggest challenges that we have is that not enough persons are qualified for some of the jobs that are on offer. And what the program here is doing today is allowing you to go to the next level.
The program offers courses in early childhood education, allied nursing, and web page design, as well as other vocations with HeartTrust NTA certification. It is being financed through the Constituency Development Fund and other partners, with classes being delivered at Kitsintown Community Resource Center and Tatius Goling High School.
Did you know that Vision 2030 has a plan of action to achieve goals for every 3 years? It also provides a system that monitors our progress towards making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business by 2030.
How much do you know? View the plan's popular version at vision2030.gov.jm.
A fire can occur at any time. Dial 110 for the Jamaica Fire Brigade or 112 for emergencies. It's a good idea to store the contact numbers of the fire station nearest you. Knowing these numbers could mean the difference between life and death.
Time now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment with Inez Bailey. How far would you go to get a roasting breadfruit?
I always like to climb breadfruit. And one day I was stuck in this big, tall breadfruit tree. I can't either come down or go up further. But I would drop my breadfruit. I had it hooked in my mouth there. And I called Uncle Charlie. That is my husband. They said, hold on. I'll drop the breadfruit. I said, no, I'm not dropping the breadfruit. And I don't have anything to hold on to. And I can't come down and I can't go any further. And they get ladder and come and took me down. And I got my breadfruit to roast.
And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for listening. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.